Hey guys, welcome to the explanation audio for the assignment for chapter one of the fifth edition NASM CPT textbook. So we're looking at the two specific parts to this assignment, which you hopefully have done by now. If you haven't completed this assignment, make sure to go through the book, find the answers before you listen to this. Trust me, it's gonna give you a lot better understanding and a lot better retention of this information, and you'll be more successful on the test because you did the assignment first. It's kind of like you did your homework. Now, the next day in class, we're going over it together. Okay, it's kind of like a double ending or basically working both sides, meaning your brain gets the work to find the information and figure out the right answer. And then we're going to discuss it to make sure that it's the right answer, as well as make sure you have or know what you need to know for what we're trying to get you to understand from this chapter. So let's go ahead and look at part one, which is right here above. Part one says, discuss a fitness professional's scope of practice. What should you do when something is outside of personal trainer scope of practice? And can a trainer prescribe meal plans for clients? All right, so hopefully you found that right there in chapter one. The scope of practice is pretty simple. Basically, the scope of practice that you need to know for a personal trainer is going to not be anything that a doctor would do, or a psychologist would do, or a physical therapist would do. We kind of talked about this in the book lecture as well as in the PowerPoint. Personal trainers or fitness professionals cannot diagnose, they can't treat an injury, provide therapy or, what's the word I'm looking for, you can't provide suggestions to live their life by, and different things of that nature. And also, guys, the last question there is, can a trainer prescribe meal plans? You guys, you cannot prescribe meal plans, and NASM wants to make sure that you understand that. That's why they typically ask that on the test. So if someone, or who is the person that can prescribe a meal plan? It would be someone like a registered dietitian, which every state has their own version of a registered dietitian, meaning that they went to school and got their master's and or doctorate in nutrition, and therefore they can provide meal plans, but as a fitness professional, you cannot. And what should you do when something is outside of a personal trainer scope of practice? You want to refer them to a professional, refer them to a medical professional or a psychological professional, or refer them to a registered dietitian, refer them to a physical therapist. You want to refer them to the professional in the field that they are asking the question about. All right, so that's going to be part one. Let's go ahead and move on to part two. The part two is going to be using the NASM BOC Code of Professional Conduct. Guys, this isn't found in your book. It's actually found on the NASM website in the fourth edition or the sixth edition of the textbook. It's in the beginning, but it's not found on the in the fifth edition. So let's go ahead and read that again. Using the NASM BOC Code of Professional Conduct, determine how long a trainer is responsible for keeping financial records for their training sessions. So below that it says, yeah, Google the NASM BOC for answers, or for that answer. And when you look at the Board of Professional Conduct, you're gonna find a few different sections. The specific question that we're looking for is gonna be in the business practices or the, it says right in one of the sentences there that a trainer is responsible for keeping the financial records for their training sessions and information from a client for 4 total years, for 4 years after that happens. So after 4 years, you can throw it away, but that 4 years is going to be the correct answer for that question. And that's pretty much it for this assignment. Some of the assignments in further chapters are going to be a lot more in-depth, and we will be going over each question as we go through it. So hopefully you guys got those correct answers. If you do have any questions about these answers, don't be afraid to shoot us an email, me personally, eddie@fitnessmentors.com, or you could always give us a call and we can go over any questions with you. Other than that, let's go ahead and send you to take the quiz right below this section, the chapter one quiz. It's only about 5 questions or so, so not too hard, just kind of introing you to this entire process. And let's go ahead and take that quiz, and then I will see you guys next chapter. Adios.